On this Good Shepherd Sunday, we can ask ourselves some questions. Am I a good sheep or am I a bad sheep? A good sheep is one who listens to, who hears the Master, Jesus, and follows. The good sheep is obedient, and that's what listening really means. The good sheep says, I'd love to do what I want to do, but Jesus says, no, this is what I want for you. And so obedient sheep are always trying to do the will of God, not doing their own will. And of course, we hear that throughout the scripture story, our story, that human beings again and again say yes to God, then no to God. And well, look at the world today. Look at the world today. The bad sheep are those who we could say are disobedient, but have selective hearing. You've heard that before, right? Selective hearing. Hear what they want to hear. Now, you would think in this day and age, when there is so much media and information out there, that people could get a pretty good understanding of what is true, even in the midst of all this misinformation and lies that is going on in the media. But there again, the problem is we go to the media that supports our own disobedience. We don't want to hear the other part, because if we start listening to it, and that's the Christian truth, if we start listening to it and following it, we're going to have to suffer what Jesus suffered. And our American culture today says, be an individual, do what you want, be fulfilled the way you want to be fulfilled. But the voice of Jesus says, uh-uh. The only way you're going to be fulfilled is by following me, the good shepherd. So are we good sheep or bad sheep? And that's our choice. No one is forcing us to do evil, to sin. No one can be accidentally a sinner. It's intentional when we sin. So hopefully we want to be good sheep. We want to always hear the voice of God and do what we need to do to hear the voice of God, to spend time in prayer, to read the Bible, to know the teachings of the church, because Jesus says, if you follow me, you will follow me right into heaven. And that's where you're going to find out exactly who you really are. You're going to find out how wonderful and beautiful you are in the eyes of God. And as Christians, we can say, truly, we were not created for this passing world. We were created for another world. And hopefully that's what we want. That we want happy. I know I do, and you've heard me say this before. If the Lord came right now and said, Mike, I want you to come with me, I'd say, it's about time. Take me. Take me. The older I get and I see all this evil in the world, I think it's hard to put up with it. I mean, and I live a very comfortable life, but just to know the suffering of people, to know the evil out there, and I want to throttle some people, many, many people, and say, no, 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 you're hurting yourself, you're hurting other people. But I'm only one person, you're only one person, but hopefully as a flock, we can do more and can do more if then as individuals, and that's why God created the church. So we, the flock, can come together, support one another, encourage one another, celebrate with one another, correct one another. We got to do all of that so that together we are a strong unit, so that no matter what's going out there, we're always attuned to the voice of God, and we can say to other people, do you hear that voice? Do you hear that voice? Let me tell you about the person behind that voice. We can also ask ourselves, am I a good shepherd or a bad shepherd? If I'm a good shepherd, I'm going to be like Jesus and lead people to verdant pastures, to healing, to joy, to open up their understanding of who they are in the eyes of God so that they can truly flourish and really be free, real freedom in Jesus Christ. That's what good shepherds do. They protect the flock. And if we think of the shepherds of old and even today, you know, they're not these lovely, sweet creatures. They're dirty, they're stinky, but they protect the flock. And if necessary, they bash the wolf or whoever it is that's trying to hurt the flock. And we know from stories of shepherds, it wasn't easy to be a shepherd, but it was an important role. Jesus was a good shepherd, and like the good shepherds of the Old Testament, The prophets in particular, they were bashing the princes, the kings, the priests, whoever else was not a good sheep. So Ezekiel goes up against these powerful bad shepherds and says, all you're interested in is taking the meat, the milk, and the wool from the sheep, and you're not feeding them, you're not protecting them. So bad shepherd. Good shepherd is the one that says, that's wrong. That's wrong. And the good shepherd gives his life for the flock. We have to be good shepherds of other people. Bad shepherds, well, again, they're the ones that take the meat, the milk, and the wool, and it's all about them. It's about power. It's about authority. It's literally about the freedom to kill if they want. But the good shepherds know, I've come to give life, not death. And if I have to give my life in service to other people so that they can have eternal life, then that's what a good shepherd does. That's what Jesus did. So we're called both to be sheep and to be shepherds. Sheep, faithful followers of the Lord who listen to the word of the God and are faithful in following him. When we sin, we say, Lord, forgive me. We make reparation as necessary. We fast, we pray, we give alms. We constantly learn more about our faith. We protect the vulnerable. We're willing to put ourselves between evil and people who are being harmed by that evil so that we can say, our God is a God of joy and love and life, the fullness of life. He is the way, the truth, and the life. That's what we're called to do, again, as both sheep and shepherd. I would say more than ever today, we Catholics, you Catholics, not so much the clergy, and I say that simply because our job, in one sense, is on campus, celebrating the sacraments, leading people in prayer, so that when you, the laity, go out into the public square, that's your sphere of influence. That's where you are supposed to be a priestly people and proclaim the gospel and to lead people to Christ and to not be afraid to speak the name of Jesus, who is the Good Shepherd, and to correct people, to praise people, to say this is what we're supposed to be doing if we want to be called Christian, and this is what we're supposed to be avoiding. And again, it's not opinions. You know, people say, well, that's your opinion. Well, as Christians, the only opinion that counts is God's, not mine, not yours. And yet we keep going through that. We're a people who still can prefer what is wrong and evil to what is good, what is right, to what is holy, to what is wholesome. So as shepherds, and think of that when you go home tonight, don't just think of yourself as a sheep. Yes, you are. Yes, I am. But you're also a shepherd. Think of that. Think of the dignity Christ gives you because he's the great good shepherd. And he says, I want you to be a shepherd too. And in baptism, because we are aligned to Christ, with Christ, we are stamped with the image of Christ, the good shepherd, we become another good shepherd in the world. So you have not only the authority, but the power from God to go forth and shepherd other people to the Father. And that's what Jesus did throughout his life. He was a shepherd. Where was he taking people? He was taking people to the Father so that they could be with him for all eternity. And that's why we gather. That's what we want. We all want to be in heaven, right? I mean, I certainly do. And so every day I got to ask myself, am I being an obedient sheep? Am I being an obedient shepherd? Am I willing to risk my life? Am I willing to stand up and say, no, this is not right? And not just to say it, but to do the things that show people, as a good shepherd would, what is right. So if I say I believe in the sanctity of life, and that's the most basic human value there is, without that, all other values go. If I say that, then what am I doing personally to help women in troubled pregnancies? What am I doing to help the poor? Do I know my neighbor so I can say, what do you need? How can I help you in your need? Do I know who the poor is? And not just in our community, and we could spend our lives just working on the city of Rochester in that regard, but in the world too. And that's where the church is, in the whole world, saying, we follow the good shepherd. Wherever he leads us, It also means going through Calvary. It means dying on a cross. It means staying in the tomb for 3 days. It means being kicked out of towns like Barnabas and Paul were kicked out of towns and beaten up and stoned and left for dead. That's what it calls for. So we don't enter it thinking, oh, it's going to be a cakewalk. No, it's going to be a commitment, a real commitment of our flesh and our blood. So Jesus was the perfect Lamb of God who was slaughtered, the scapegoat. He's also the perfect shepherd. And he says, you too are my sheep. You too are my battalion of shepherds. So let's get to work. Let's get out there and do what we need to do to lead people. Because everybody wants what is good. But because we get co-opted by the, you know, the Hollywood image and this, that, and the other thing, Jesus seems kind of dull compared to that. But we've got to convince him, no, it's the other way around. You really want to be on fire? You really want to know who you are? You really want joy? You want to know how to live your life? Jesus gives it to us. There's no question of that. So again, as you go forth, think of that image of shepherd. You're a shepherd. I'm a shepherd. How are we being shepherds? Are we good shepherds? Do we really care for the flock? All those people out there, do we care for that 100th sheep that went off into the distance? Are we willing to go after them and pursue them? Are we willing to get to know the flock, find out who they are so when they hear our voice, they're going to listen. They're going to tune out all the other evil and nonsense, and they're going to listen to us because we're in turn listening to the good shepherd whose voice the sheep hear and follow. So we are shepherds. What are we doing to grow in our ability to be shepherds? And how are we acting on it out in the world? How are we speaking about Jesus, the good shepherd? How are we living the life of Jesus, the good shepherd, every day? Carrying the cross, rejoicing in the goodness of God. In other words, really showing the light and the love, the mercy, the justice, the love of God in the world. That's our job. There's no miraculous being who's going to come down and take it from us or do it for us. That's our job. So we pray each week when we come together and worship the Lord, we hear that, we pray that the Word of God will take root in our hearts. When we receive the body of Christ, we know that Christ becomes part of us. So he empowers us, authorizes us again each week to go back into the world and do the work we are called to do. So we're all good shepherds. Think about that. You know, I always throw this out lightly. Wouldn't that be a good cocktail party starter for a conversation? You know, I'm a shepherd. What? You got sheep in your backyard? No. But explain it. You know, we have to be clever like that. You know, we think, well, that's it. But can you imagine the conversation that would open if we said that? But that's what we are. It's not just a nice little image or metaphor, but in reality, we have the role of shepherd in the world. So as we go out into the world, and beautiful, we're great to go walking around, talking with people, praying with people. Remember, we are shepherds. We have been given this great job. Yeah, it can be dirty, dangerous, deadly, but it's a great job because all we're doing is following in the footsteps of the great shepherd, the good shepherd, who is Jesus Christ.